Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Boy, do we have a big week for you planned. I'm going to tell you more about it in a few minutes. But today we also have a good show. Why don't we kick things off as we do each day with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for bringing us to a new day. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to spend some time with you in prayer this morning. Father, we ask you to bless us, to protect us, and to help us deal with whatever comes our way today. We thank you, Father, for the many blessings in our life, the gift of your Son, Jesus, above all. We ask you to help us with our problems. We lift up our friends, our family, those around us. May everything we do today bring you glory. And we ask you to speak through us on the program today so that we may proclaim your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I told you we have a big week today, or this week, today, this whatever. You can tell it's Monday. We have our Radiothon kicking off on Holy Spirit Radio on Wednesday. We'll tell you more about that. But on the show today, Gloria Coyne will be here. She's going to be talking about the upcoming Archdiocese of Philadelphia Holy Spirit Conference that's going to be taking place in October. And Chris Stepien will be here. He's the author of the book Dying to Be Happy, to talk about gratitude. Gratitude, it's an important thing. So many times we forget to be grateful. I'll tell you, though, to be honest, two things I am grateful for, actually. Frank Eliason is just staring at me as if he can't believe what I'm about to say. But yes, I am grateful for Frank Eliason and Dave Parker. Well,
thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm thankful for you, Gary. You know, we're waiting with bated breath.
All right.
We just never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
Never, yeah. That's right. I never know either. By the way, we are going to talk about Radiothon in a couple of minutes, and we'll go into much more detail tomorrow about what's going to be happening on Radiothon. But first, I need to talk some Eagles. Oh, boys,
what
happened?
Do you have to? Yeah.
What happened yesterday?
I actually missed the game.
Okay. I saw the game.
You were fortunate.
I thought they were going to pull it out. If they had another minute and a half, I think they would have pulled it
out. How about that ending?
Time, I mean, gone into overtime, but it wasn't to
be. I saw the final score and just didn't even look.
Oh, man. It was a great game. It was
actually
a great,
of all things, I was here.
It was a great defensive game, you know. And then somewhere maybe in the third quarter, they started taking advantage of. I mean, we let down a little bit.
We don't have a running game.
Right.
Yeah.
Without even seeing the game, we don't have a running game.
And yesterday, they dialed up Sproles. I mean, he and Smallwood, but mostly Sproles from the get-go all the way through. Darren Sproles, who is phenomenal. But
he had 47 yards rushing?
Something like that. My point is he was in there. I thought maybe they should have gone to more of a passing game.
They need a 100-yard rusher. Yeah. No, their pass, run ratio is way off, and Sproles have 47 yards rushing. They need a rushing game to really be successful.
Welcome
to
Sports in the Morning.
I know. But
hey, that's pretty good, Frank.
That was good. And by the way, if you are still reeling from the Eagles' loss yesterday, we're going to lift your spirits on Spirit in the Morning. But
yes,
we just had I had to talk a little Eagles. Let me do the weather, and then I want to ask Frank. He's been here all weekend working diligently to get this Radiothon up and running. And again, we're going to talk about more specifics tomorrow. I'm going to go into the details of not just what we're planning on Spirit in the Morning, which, by the way, will be on the air 3 hours a day for Spirit in the Morning. But I'll give you the full rundown tomorrow on the program. Frank's going to give us a general overview right after I do the weather. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, 70 degrees. Today, patchy fog before 8 a.m. or patchy flog. It's so foggy in here.
I was going to let that go.
No, you weren't. You never let anything go, Parker.
Oh, yes, I try.
Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 79. Tonight, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, otherwise with a low around 67. Tuesday, a chance of showers, high near 74. Right now in Phoenixville, it's 65. In Fort Washington, 64. And in Quakertown, it is 64 degrees. Okay, Radiothon 2017.
Wow. Yes, I was over here limbering up. I mean, it's going to be like a marathon.
It now. Is. You know,
gotta,
it is.
We got to make sure you do your stretching, and yeah, it's a long haul, buddy.
Now, Frank, you've been working hard to get things lined up. It's going to be a little different this year. Just quickly, Spirit in the Morning, we are featuring all new music.
That's right. All new music. So we're going to have Spirit in the Morning and extended Spirit in the Morning. We're going to have Spirit in the Morning from 7 to 8. Then we will have the Mass, and then we'll have Spirit in the Morning from 9 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
So an extended Spirit in the Morning with lots of great guests.
Yep.
Lots of all new songs. So you're going to hear a lot of different music. But then we go beyond that. And one of the big differences this year than prior years is we have pre-programmed the whole entire day. So all our different hosts, though, you're not going to miss something. We're not going to break into anything.
Well, that's good.
It's actually going to be full shows. And, you know, but though they may be over, if it's normally an hour show, it might be an hour and a half to allow a little time to talk. But each day has some great themes, which will actually make it fun. Wednesday, Catholic education and the faith journey. Thursday, Catholic Radio has the answers. And then Friday is Catholic Radio has the world covered.
And so, I like that when I read that. Yeah, it's cool.
And so each day has a different theme, but it shows the value of Catholic Radio that we try to put out there each and every day with our programming.
Yes, yes.
And it will give you a sense of why we're even here.
Our mission, as it were.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. So I think from a listening perspective, it's going to be a lot of fun. Because you're going to mix in some music, you're going to mix in some great shows, and you know, but also all our local hosts will be a part of it, and so you'll get to hear them a little bit more than you normally do.
Yeah.
So I think those things combined will make for a really good experience.
It was it's an awesome thing. I told Gary, Frank, before you got here, when I read that, I said, man, I feel like I'm in the military again. It's like an operations order, and you have a template, and you have it. So it's structured, but there's a lot of flexibility. You know, that's the beauty of it. It's like a living, breathing document.
In the past, we've always tried to do the right thing. But one of the things that we've added this year is the ability to record everything. So it made it easier to go in and actually edit shows, to cut it up and do it this way. Yeah. Where in the past, we would be like, okay, let's go on the air now.
Right.
And we would, you know, go on the air cutting into whatever was on the national feed at that moment.
Yes.
And so this will give it a structure to it. And it will take a little getting used to, but I actually think from a listening perspective, it's going to be a lot of fun. And you know, you also might catch some things that you normally don't because of the time you typically listen. You know, because we're going to have Mother Angelica in the morning. We're going to have the world over in the middle of the day on Friday. We're going to have different pieces of this puzzle at different times. Catholic Answers is going to play in the morning, actually. Normally that's in the evening.
It is. Yeah.
So if it's a show you haven't had a chance to listen to in a long time, well, you know what? You'll get a good hour of it on Thursday.
Yeah.
So I think I'm excited about it. It took a lot of work to put it together.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
But it is at least Wednesday and Thursday are together. Friday, I can't put together until Thursday.
Well, that's so far away. We got it covered, folks. Don't worry. Frank has it.
But in general, it's all put together. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to, you know, you walk away from it going, this is why we're here.
Exactly. And I think that reminder needs to be put out there because sometimes we even here who work at the station can take what we're doing for granted. We've got to be careful that we don't. We have to appreciate this value of Catholic Radio and the fact that we have been here for how many years now, Frank?
Over 18 years.
Incredible. I mean, that's divine providence right there. We're going to talk more about that as the Radiothon progresses, but you talk about divine providence.
Absolutely.
Right? We're still here, and we're not going anywhere.
That's right. Praise God. Yeah, exactly. And that's the other piece to it. We're not going anywhere, but this is certainly to make it where we can certainly function more and more and do the right things for our listeners.
And I was going to say, you know, I was mentioned to Frank right before we went on that, okay, this new structure and the hosts in years past, some of them would, I mean, they were carrying the mega water, you know, and sometimes you get on and doing this takes a lot of energy.
Sometimes
you run out of gas and sometimes you run out of content. And then other than just asking and asking for funds, which we are doing, this is a much better format, I think.
I hope people find it that way. So one of the things I'm going to, I'd love to ask all our listeners now, you know, give me feedback through this.
Very good.
You know, so frank@holyspiritradio.org. Mm-hmm. Love to know what you like about it, what you don't like about it. And, you know, I get that no one really likes to have, like, these what I'll call begathons.
Right.
But the reality is we are a nonprofit. Right. We're listener supported. We actually do need the funds. Mm-hmm. And so we do need to do this once in a while. We try not to.
Right.
But we do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's realistic.
Right.
And so
that's,
you know,
the nature of this business.
Exactly. You know? So, but at least this way, we can ask for the funds, but still create something that is a good wow factor.
Absolutely. Yep.
So you're going to hear more about that tomorrow. We'll give you a lot more details on Spirit in the Morning. But this is going to be some of the best programming that we put on.
Everything's being featured is definitely the
this
best.
This is top notch.
Yeah.
This is not a begathon. This is. Our invitation to you to help us to go out and proclaim the good news, but we're going to give you top-notch.
To me, it's a celebration of Catholic radio, and that, to me, is what this really encompasses. And
Amen.
I want people to walk away feeling that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's take a look at today's gospel. It comes from Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation and he built the synagogue for us." Jesus went with them, but when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes. To another, come here, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health.
Wow. That is one of my favorites.
Isn't that good?
Because he was a centurion. I was in the military.
You're a military guy, so you can appreciate that.
Absolutely. When you give an order, you follow there and carry it out.
But there's an example of faith. He believed that Jesus could do whatever he wished. Do we have the same faith?
Yes.
Something to think about today. When we come back, Gloria Coyne will be here. We'll be talking about the upcoming Charismatic Conference. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 18th. Today we celebrate Saint Joseph of Cupertino. He has been called the Flying Friar, but the fact that Joseph of Cupertino could levitate or float in the air during prayer wasn't the most remarkable thing about him. The depth of his holiness was. He entered the conventual Franciscans, and though challenged by his studies, he persisted and was ordained in 1628. Joseph's tendencies to levitate during prayer became something of a cross. Some people came to observe him much as they might go to a circus sideshow, but Joseph's unusual gift led him to be humble, patient, and obedient, though at times he was greatly tempted and felt forsaken by God. His fellow Franciscans transferred Joseph several times for his own good and for the good of the rest of the community. He spent some years in out-of-the-way friaries. Reported to and investigated by the Inquisition, eventually he was exonerated. Immediately after his death in 1663, miracles were reported at his tomb. Joseph of Cupertino was canonized 100 years later. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zims' telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
Need a lift? Gary's got you. The uplifting way to get through the day. Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
Sorry. Your smile's always shining out, and they know what it's all about. It's not hard for them to figure out the way you show Jesus. You know love is what they heard, and you didn't even say a word. Ain't it funny? That's the way it works. So when you know Jesus.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. That was Show Jesus by Jamie Grace. Glad to have you with us today. Well, we've got some exciting news in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. On October the 13th through October the 15th at the Clarion Hotel and Conference Center in Essington, you're going to be able to attend the Archdiocese of Philadelphia Holy Spirit Conference, sponsored by the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Right now, joining us on the line is Gloria Coyne, who is the liaison for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office. Gloria, good morning.
Good morning, Gary and Dave. How are you?
Doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm excited about the upcoming conference as well, so thank you for this opportunity to invite your listeners to come.
Gloria, this is so exciting to me. You and I talked off air about this, and mm-hmm. I was lukewarm for many years. I was mm-hmm. baptized a Catholic when I was a baby, totally lukewarm for many years, went to Catholic school. I was literally just going through the motions, but then in the late 70s, I was blessed. I should say I was forced by a friend of mine who just pressured me to go to a prayer meeting, a Catholic charismatic prayer meeting. Gloria, as I told you, it blew my mind. My first thought was, wow, this is really weird. But the more, and I kept going back because it was just so intriguing to me. Here, I saw Catholics carrying Bibles, praising the Lord, and talking about him as if he was real. It was just an amazing experience. Let me ask you about how did you first come to learn about the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Movement? And what was your initial experience?
Well, I actually had a priest that said, you know, he wanted to invite me to this prayer meeting. And so I said, okay. And the first thing that happened, I was similar experience. I walked in and I said, is this allowed in the Catholic Church?
Because yes.
It was way different than the experience I had going to Mass on Sunday.
Right.
I'd like to think of myself as, you know, you have these various updates on, like, your computers and your iPhones and whatnot. And so I think of myself as before being baptized in the Holy Spirit as Gloria version 1, and then after allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and basically say, all right, you're in charge, take over my life, what do you want me to do? That's Gloria version 2.
Neat.
And it's been what I call a great adventure with surrender. I'm doing things that I've never planned on doing before.
Yeah.
In terms of what the Holy Spirit wants me to do. But more importantly, you know, he's called the Holy Spirit because he leads to all holiness. So that's when I understood Jesus is Lord. He is truly alive, and he wants that relationship with us today. So, like you, before that, I was experiencing that, like, a dryness and kind of going through the motions. And then afterwards, it made such a huge difference in my prayer life. I couldn't wait to get to Mass then because
Isn't
I understood what was really going on at the Mass now.
Right.
You know,
right.
There's a reverence that I have now for the Eucharist that I didn't quite understand before. And I learned how to praise God. It sounds like a silly little thing. Well, you say, you know, we say in the Mass it's right to give him thanks and praise.
Uh-huh.
But I really understood how to have that attitude of gratitude and to praise God for all the things he's done in my life and continues to do, especially for my gift of salvation. The other thing, I learned how to pray, which, again, you know, I used to give God my laundry list,
right.
You know, and all right, God, I need you to do this, and this today. And then I understood really what the idea was of prayer to be.
Right.
So everything changed, and it's a discernible change that you bring with you to your marriage, to all your relationships, I'd say to the marketplace. And if you bring Jesus to the marketplace, then that's evangelization.
That's right.
And that's what we're called to do today as Christians.
Gloria, there's a lot of confusion about the renewal movement, about the Holy Spirit, about, you know, why do I need baptism in the Holy Spirit? I mean, in all honesty, when we were baptized, we first received the Holy Spirit. That gift is completed through the sacrament of confirmation. So we've got the Holy Spirit inside of us. We have his gifts. What is the benefit of the baptism in the Holy Spirit? How does that help make that Spirit who's already in us come alive?
Well, it's like you said, we've received the baptism basically and confirmation, and we received the Holy Spirit at that time. But there's an extra step. It's like you have all these gifts. You know, think about it, at Christmas time, someone gives you a beautiful gift and has the potential to do things. Perhaps it's a coffee maker or, you know, it's some other lovely gift like an iPad. But you can't do anything until you actually open up the gift. And baptism in the Holy Spirit is you opening up your gifts and releasing the full power of the Holy Spirit in your life. That's really what it is. And you do that by acknowledging that you're a sinner, and that you're sorry for your sins, and you invite the Holy Spirit and Jesus to come into your life and take over.
Yeah.
It's quite simple.
Yeah. And it works, too, right? I mean, I've seen the effectiveness in my life. I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but Mother Angelica was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and that changed her life. And, I mean, she said all of a sudden she fell in love with the Scriptures when that happened.
That's exactly right. And that made a big difference as well in my life, because I would read the Bible before, or even attempt to read the Bible, and I would get frustrated and say, oh, this isn't working, and I would give up.
Right, me too.
Yeah, and then this made things, from my mind, learnable, because I think about St. Teresa of Lisieux. You know, she's a doctor of the church. Well, the Holy Spirit taught her everything. You know, she didn't go and attend universities and colleges to learn. The Holy Spirit taught her. So I think that's a wonderful way to learn, and he knows exactly where you're at in your spiritual life. Wherever you're at in your spiritual life, the Holy Spirit betters your best.
That's right. Now, Gloria, let's talk about this upcoming conference, the Holy Spirit Conference. This is going to be taking place from October the 13th through October the 15th. Now, if somebody's listening and they have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit and they are not, quote, unquote, charismatic, are they still able to come?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we love to have the people to come. It's open for everyone in the Archdiocese and beyond. We actually have a time, if you're not familiar with the movement, the charismatic movement, to explain that to the newcomers.
Oh,
and
nice.
We actually pray. We take people aside, and if they would like to, we will pray individually for a release of the Holy Spirit and his gifts for you.
Wow. That's nice. Can you talk a little bit about the guests? We have about 2.5 minutes left. Tell us the guests that will be some of the speakers.
Well, we have Dave Mangan, who was one of the original students. We're celebrating our Golden Jubilee.
Ah, yes.
And he was one of the original participants back in February of 1967.
Mm.
So he's going to be there. He talks about how, same sort of a thing, that he was in this retreat, and, you know, it says you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Well, the word Greek word for power is really like our word for dynamite. And he says, I did not have dynamite in my prayer life. So we have, you know, Dave coming in and talking about like a mighty wind. The other thing that he's going to talk about, he has two talks that he's actually doing. He's talking about the grace of a total surrender. You know, this is a very special weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, you know, the final day of the miracle of the sun at Fatima. So we're really beginning off with Tony Mullen, and we want to make sure that people understand that the Blessed Mother is the spouse of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And that's important for us as charismatics and as Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
So we're beginning on Friday with our theme of Mary, lead us to your spouse, the Holy Spirit. And Tony's going to be speaking about the Holy Spirit and Mary are required to form Jesus in us.
Ooh.
Then on Saturday, since it is an anniversary celebration, we're going to be remembering a little bit of our past. So we're going to be honoring some of those, the Pillars of Renewal in Philadelphia that helped us in the past, with Brother Pankey and some of the other people along the way.
Great.
Dave speaking again about like a mighty wind. Then we're going to be going into Walter Matthews, who is an executive director for Charis Center, which is a national organization for charismatic renewal. There's an international office for renewal as well as the national.
Nice.
And he's also been an advisor to the U.S. CCB for the Committee on the Laity.
Okay.
He's going to be talking about the reflections on the fruit of renewal over the last 50 years.
Great.
Then in the afternoon, we're going to have Kathleen McCarthy, and again, a life transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
She's amazing. She's a good friend. I mean, what a great lady.
Yeah.
I mean, the Holy Spirit is working in her big time.
For 48 years.
Wow.
So again, she's going to be doing her witness, but we're also moving into a healing service at that time on Saturday.
Awesome.
With a healing ministry with Dave and Kathleen. And our theme for that is, what do you want me to do for you? From Mark 10:51. So we want people to bring.
Gloria, we are just about out of time, unfortunately. Okay. I'm up against a break. Can you give us the website where we could find out more information about the conference?
All our information, you can find it at www.phillyspirit.com. PhillySpirit.com.
Awesome. We're going to have that linked at Spirit in the Morning. Gloria Coyne, thanks so much for joining us today. God bless you. All right, man. I am fired up with the Holy Spirit. When we come back, our friend Chris Stepien. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President Donald Trump is plunging into a foreign policy-focused week that will be anchored by his first address to the United Nations General Assembly. But before tomorrow's highly anticipated speech, the president first tackles the issue of overhauling the United Nations. Trump plans today to address a U.S.-sponsored event on reforming the 193-member world body. The Holy See Press Office on Friday released a statement saying the U.S. Secretary of State's office has notified them of the possibility of a violation of laws related to child pornography by a member of the Holy See Diplomatic Corps. The statement goes on to say that the priest in question has been recalled to Vatican City and the case has been given to the promoter of justice of the Vatican Tribunal. saying that investigations by this body are subject to investigative confidentiality. And a strengthening Hurricane Maria is swirling toward the Eastern Caribbean, with forecasters warning it probably will be a major storm by the time it passes through the already battered Leeward Islands late tonight. Maria grew into a hurricane yesterday, and forecasters say it is expected to become much stronger over the next 48 hours, following a path that will take it near many of the islands wrecked by Hurricane Irma and on to Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi.
More people than ever are being brought out of poverty, and malnutrition is being conquered at an amazing rate. So writes Patheos blogger and anti-hunger activist Billy Kangas about efforts to eradicate hunger around the world. Billy feels encouraged by how his fellow Catholics are responding to this mission, and he lists 50 ways that they are working to end hunger today. Here are just a couple. The St. Anthony of Padua Farming Collective in Tonga is providing microloans to farmers to help build economically sustainable farms. And Paulist Brothers in Boston launched the annual Walk for Hunger, which has raised more than $40 million for hungry people in Massachusetts. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
It's time for letting go. Taste them as they fall. Let them soar.
your heartbeat. Breathe in and breathe out and listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder in the here and now. It's right there in front of you. And I don't want you to miss a miracle on the moment. Listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder.
And welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That was Miracle of the Moment by Stephen Curtis Chapman. Quickly, I want to give out the contact information for our last guest one more time in case the music drowned it out when we were going to break. Gloria Coyne was talking about the upcoming Charismatic Conference. It's going to be taking place on October the 13th. For more information, you can simply go to phillyspirit.com, phillyspirit.com, and I'm going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Well, it's always a good day when we get to welcome our buddy Chris Steppy into the show. He's an author. He's a speaker. His book, Dying to Be Happy, Discovering the Truth About Life, is a life-changing book. It really is. You can get it from Dynamic Catholic. Right now, Chris is going to join us. We're going to be talking about gratitude. Hey, Chris, what's up, brother?
Good morning, Gary. I'm grateful to be with you.
I am grateful to have you with us as well. So let's talk about this story in your book. And Chris, before we do that, for the benefit of anyone who might not be familiar with the whole concept of the book, can you just give us a brief overview of the book and how it came about?
Well, it was inspired by my wife Ellen's breast cancer diagnosis. In 2014, she went and had a mammogram on our anniversary, and a couple days later had to go back and quickly diagnose with breast cancer, an aggressive case. And we were sitting in an oncologist's office. I had brought my computer to take notes, and I thought maybe I'd journal about it. And the oncologist said to her, you know, I can almost guarantee that you will not have nausea and vomiting, but I can guarantee that you will lose your hair with the chemo. And I thought, wait a minute. We can't guarantee anything. The only thing we can guarantee is that we're going to die. And I, that moment, I felt like I needed to share that with everybody, because if we embrace our mortality, it changes everything. Death puts everything in its proper perspective.
Yeah.
And actually, it allows us to live. So every day, I try to take a moment every day to acknowledge that I'm going to die and be grateful for the day and let that steer my day.
You know, Chris, that's the reason that I have you on the show. That's the reason when I first read the book, you are exactly what I need in my life, and therefore I want you on the show too, because I'm somebody who struggles being grateful. I'm a complainer. I'm a whiner. I'm somebody who's always looking at the negative, but hey, I've been given a day, and I've been given this day for a reason. The Lord just doesn't want me to sit around. The Lord wants me to do something.
Yeah, well, we all like wine. You know, it's a red white or whatever your favorite complaint of the month is. But yeah, I mean, I think it's really important to just wake up every day. In this world that we're in right now, you know, there's turmoil.
Yes.
It seems everywhere in our cities, in our environment, you know, hurricane upon hurricane, forest fires, monsoons.
Yep.
And then, you know, you've got a nuclear crisis going on. It's very easy to get caught up in all that
and feel depressed. Right.
On the other hand, did you wake up today and say, thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you that I'm not in poverty.
Yeah.
Or if I was in poverty, if I had been and I climbed out of it, why was I able to do that when so many couldn't?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many, well, I don't have cancer, or I've recovered from cancer.
Yeah.
Or you name it, I've gotten the opportunity to see my child graduate from high school or college. I attended my daughter's wedding, and I know someone who never made it that far or couldn't afford it. Or we have so many things to be grateful for. And if you can interact, this is why Jesus asked us to interact with the poor, because they can give us so much perspective. And anyone who interacts with the poor quickly discovers how grateful they truly are.
I know.
They really, truly, truly are. They're grateful for the things that they get. And And occasionally, if we would give them these things, they're very grateful.
Chris, if you could, in your book, you tell a story about your postal carrier thought you were dead. Can you explain? It's a really cool story, and there's a great message there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. This book actually wrote itself, because this really happened. I mean, I was walking. I now live in Chicago, but when I wrote the book, I was living in the Detroit area, and I always took a walk at lunchtime. I worked from home, a vigorous walk, and my postal carrier, we saw each other every day. Her name was Pam.
Yeah.
And, when Ellen was having all her, you know, chemo and her breast, her mastectomy and all kinds of other doctor visits and such, I wasn't walking the neighborhood. And sometimes I would get behind in the snow shoveling, or I just didn't do it as well. So, and then the postal carrier was delivering all these cards addressed to Mrs. Ellen Stepien, and she'd see these thank you cards going out in Ellen's handwriting, but there was no mention of Chris. So she surmised I must have been dead.
Ooh.
And she actually asked a neighbor, when did he die? She had an experience years earlier where she was delivering a bunch of cards to a woman's home, and she said to her, is it your birthday? She said, no, my husband died. So she never asked the person to whom she was delivering the cards.
Right.
So the message was, you see, that I had a moment. I got to see into my future. I mean, I get to meet someone who thought I was dead and how they had interacted, and I thought, I was grateful that she asked, that, you know, she bothered to ask. So she cared enough about me that she inquired. But it shows us that, you know, many people are in touch with death, morticians, florists, postal workers, anybody who has the people who sell life insurance, you name it. Those people are maybe more conscious of it. The rest of us like to deny it. And if you can deny that you're going to die, you can lie to yourself about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you can lie to you can tell yourself that the world is a terrible place, and it's not. The human condition is the human condition. Right. We can say, it's tough today. It's such a terrible world. What do you think they thought about Sodom and Gomorrah or the Nazi invasion of Europe? I mean, the world has seen crises before, but there's always a glimmer. Jesus is in the world. He's the light of the world, and we have to look for him and remember to be grateful.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, Chris, that I think we miss sometimes when we look at natural disasters and we look at tragedies that occur. We fail to see God bringing good out of these things. We fail to see people helping other people. And in your case, with Ellen's illness, you saw an outpouring of support through cards, through letters, through gifts, right? I mean, this was a blessing in a way, because you felt love from people that you never felt before.
Oh, it was unbelievable. The types of things people sent, you know, French crack ice cream, they hand crocheted prayer shawls.
Wow.
The call, a priest coming in with a bouquet of flowers, a retiree coming in with the Eucharist often for Ellen. It was amazing, and I know that it made her feel loved. Mm-hmm. I mentioned in the book that she must, even though she had shaving her head, we shaved her head in advance of the chemo because we knew it was going to happen.
Right.
Or we pretty much suspected. She must have felt that God was counting all the hairs on her head, the way Jesus said that, you know, he counts the hairs on our heads. That's how much he loves us. It was overwhelming. I know it gave her a lift. It gave her strength. It gave her a sense of gratitude, because suddenly we were wrapped in this blanket of love. And see, I like to think of us as the gloves on the hands of a surgeon, and God is the surgeon, and we're the gloves. We are the touch. We are the people who God is asking us to touch. If there's a hurricane victim, and you can have a hurricane in your personal life, it doesn't have to be a flood, but floods are terrible too. What are we doing to change the world? How are we impacting it? And it can be very simple. Did you reach out and touch someone, like the old long distance ad?
Yeah.
You know, is someone lonely? Can you reach out and break the barriers of that loneliness? You know, it's solitary confinement without bars. You can go through that and change that solitary confinement for someone. If you don't have legs to walk, can you dial a phone?
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, if you don't have the hands to dial, you can speak and it'll dial it. Almost anyone can be merciful to others.
I think that's such a great point, and that's one of the messages that I always like to put forth on this show. Rather than complain about what everybody else is doing wrong, rather than complain about what's wrong in the world, what can I do to make the world a better place?
Yeah, because otherwise you're wasting your time. Complaining goes nowhere.
Exactly.
I mean, it does go somewhere. It creates this nasty sediment. It's like back to the joke about wine. It's like those sulfites on the bottom of a bad bottle of wine, or the grinds in your coffee that you don't want to drink. Well, if you do it enough, pretty soon you get intoxicated with that. And you wonder why you feel miserable? You have a hangover from too much whining.
You're right. You're right. And there's always something, as you said, even if you can't walk, you can do something. You can pray for somebody else. You can send an email. You can pick up the phone. There's something you do. And I'll tell you, Chris, we have about 30 seconds left. I want to make one last point that I'm somebody who has always, as you know, struggled with anxiety, and the Lord's helped me a great deal, and he's allowed me to live one day at a time in peace. So I'm really grateful for that. But as a person who tends to be anxious, I tend to withdraw into myself. In other words, my problems are always worse than anybody else's problems. But one of the things I found is that no matter how I feel, if I go out and help somebody, automatically I start to feel better.
Bullseye.
Right?
Exactly. It's the answer.
Yeah, yeah. So we can all do something. Now, before we go, the word on the street is that Chris Stepien has a new website, correct?
It's true.
All right, tell us about it.
ChrisStepien.com. So you can go there and learn more about the books. You can get links to get the books, speaking engagements, listen to interviews like these, read articles, or reach out to me and say, hey, You're too long-winded on that radio show. Let Gary talk more.
Yeah. Hey, maybe I'll connect and say that. How's that?
Okay, good. Thanks,
hey,
buddy.
Man, you are a great blessing. Chris Stepien, thanks so much for joining us today. God bless you, brother.
The same to you.
All right. Chris Stepien, we'll be right back with the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In John 15:26, when Jesus promised the Advocate, he then warned the disciples that they would be expelled from the synagogues. The hour would come when they would be killed as an act of worship by ignorant people. Now, why does God allow this to be so? Why not have everyone be of an accepting mindset? But such is not God's design. He did not program us to be benign automatons. We can kill the apostles and the prophets who came before them. We can even persecute and put to death the Son of God. Who is this unfathomable being that he allows such evil to rear its wrath upon the sacred? He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who transcend the universe and yet are imaged in our very DNA. Because we know the Father and the Son, we revel in such mystery. The Spirit has indeed breathed on us. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Positively the best way to start your morning. Gary Zimak is on Spirit in the Morning.
Stirring me, a love that's deep, a love that's wide, a love that's sweet. And help me, Lord, to never keep it to myself. And if my heart should dimly burn, and if my feet should fail to run, call my name and I will come right back to you. 'Cause there's no
really that simple. I wanna stay close to you, just as simple as this song. I wanna stay close to you, it's really that simple. I wanna stay close to you my whole life long.
Great song. That's No Fear in Love by Stephanie Gretzinger. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now is 7:51. You know what that means? It's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. It comes from today, from Proverbs 35. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him.
Wow.
Right?
Yes.
Dave Parker,
yes.
Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him.
If only people embrace that and believe. I mean, not everybody believes that. But if they did, I mean, how simple is that? How beautiful is that?
Frank Eliason, it's too simple, isn't it?
Simple is good.
But sometimes...
we don't believe simple.
There you go, right? It needs to be more complicated. Every word of God is true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, then why do we worry about anything? Because... the Lord said he's going to provide. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's we need to hear things like this over and over again because we're not getting it.
Yeah, I've something.
I need to hear it, right?
Take it.
Exactly.
Take him at his word, folks, you know?
Exactly.
On
exactly.
faith.
Yeah.
Try it. Give it a shot.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right. I mean, honestly, we believe it. That's why we're here. But we struggle mm-hmm. with it, too. There are times when I lose sight of that fact. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lord, I know what you said, but you don't understand my problem. It's really bad. Well, okay, I think since he created the world out of nothing, I think he can handle my problems, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean.
I agree. I mean, I'm chuckling because, we often think that way. And sometimes it comes down to our pride. Like, I'm in control. I got this. Oh, no, I don't have this. All of a sudden, it gets out of my control. And then I'm floundering. So, like, help me, Jesus.
That's right.
You know,
That's right.
And it's a faith. It's a step out in faith.
That's right.
Right, Frank?
That's right.
So keep that in mind today. Give him a shot. Talk to the Lord. Ask for his help, and he will be able to help you. Okay, one more time. Radiothon kicks off on Wednesday.
All right.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready.
It's going to be fun. Frank, are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Well, you put
Frank
it all. You put
ready.
The new format together. I've got to hand it to you. It's a really nice format.
You know, now I'll just fly off to Denver tonight.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
You know, it's funny.
Frank
has to go out of town tomorrow. I'm headed out of town on Wednesday, but I will be here for Radiothon. I'm speaking in Iowa on Tuesday night, tomorrow night. But I'm going to be doing this show Wednesday morning from Des Moines, Iowa. Mm-hmm. Dave Parker, you're here.
Yeah.
You're the anchor, baby.
I've
you're
got the
rock.
Con, brother. Give me the con. I'll guide this ship, all right?
Parker is in control, Frankie.
Parker's in the house.
Right. And we have other, but hey, let's not forget, we call it the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
I'm relying on you and
but it's
great
gonna,
format.
It's going to be great, though. All new music on Spirit in the Morning. We have some top-notch guests. I've gone over the guests before, but we have the whole gang from Catholic Answers who will be mm-hmm. participating. Michael Warsaw will be here.
Easy for you to say.
Oh, man. And so many others. Everybody wants to help us out with this radiothon, and we're blessed. And a lot of great local hosts will be here, too.
Yeah, well, we're the 23rd EWTN affiliate.
That's remarkable.
You know, and we've been around for 18 years, so we have a really strong relationship with EWTN, and you know there's great support for doing what we're striving to do, and so you know I think it's going to be fun. But I, at the same time, I want to have fun, continue to have fun with this show. I think we've been having fun with the show. We're almost at a year.
Mm-hmm.
At this
hard to
point.
Believe.
Absolutely.
You think about it. It was a year ago during the Radiothon last year.
That's right.
That was the birth of this show.
That's true.
Well,
you think
put,
about it.
Well,
oh, it was. It was. And at that time, I didn't even know you.
Yeah, that's right. I wasn't even
at
the radiothon.
I think I met you once.
I didn't even show up at the radiothon last year.
Yeah, that's right. And I knew Dave, but we never worked on the air together.
Yeah, and then they thrust us together into this mix. And they said,
and
talk.
What a, what a said, relationship
start
it's been. And the rest
money,
is history, right? But really.
We all make mistakes.
Yeah, there you go. But no, that's what came out of Radiothon last year. And we're
what
really excited
folks.
To do this. really excited to do it again.
I'm just here to keep it steady, keep you guys at the right level.
Well, I want to say, really, for both you guys, I mean, this is our, 7 to 8. Spirit in the Morning, they just said, you know, we're coming up on a year. But Frank has, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff he does. And Gary, his ministry, Following the Truth, he goes out as he's going away. I mean, we need to keep them in prayer. For when they're on the road. I mean, because that's a lot. I mean, that's, you know, they're carrying the water for the Lord, you know, and spreading the gospel.
I don't think so.
I think you are.
You know what's interesting, Frank? I don't know if this will happen, but I'm flying into Chicago, and I think you're going
to
be...
Well, and I'm supposed to go to Chicago on Wednesday. I'm still hopeful to get out of that trip somehow.
Well, if not, maybe I'll see you at Chicago.
That's right.
I'll see
exactly.
At the airport.
Exactly. Maybe get a remote from O'Hare.
Yeah.
Or
anyway,
or whatever airport
it'll
you
be nice.
To
we'll give you more information tomorrow on the program. We also are going to be joined by Dr. Alan Schreck tomorrow to talk about the Holy Spirit, but we'll give you the details, more specific details about Radiothon, what's going on not only on Spirit in the Morning, but throughout the day. So that's going to be on tomorrow's show. So
absolutely,
I'm looking forward to
absolutely.
That.
Well, let me say something. Frank, yes, I mean, this is your secular job, but, I mean, God is always with you. That's what I'm saying, you know? And
I hope
we're
so.
All growing. We're all growing on our journey
I've
in faith.
I've said before, I think God just uses me for amusement and just laughs at me.
I think we all feel genuinely, not about
exactly.
you, but about, our,
yeah, really.
About ourselves.
Yeah, dance, little guy.
Let's see what happens when we throw this at him.
Yeah, right. Well, God does have a sense of humor.
Oh, he definitely does. I wouldn't
sure
be here
does.
If he didn't.
He sure does. But anyway, I'm glad that we are all here on the program. This is a lot of fun, and we look forward to you joining with us for this Radiothon. It's a big deal. You're part of our family, and we invite you to help us as we continue to spread the good news. We can't do it without you. We really can't. You are very important to us. So we're going to be asking you to donate, but we're also going to give you that top-notch entertainment.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And we'll keep doing that, and we're very grateful for your support. Remember, for more information about what we do here at Holy Spirit Radio, visit us online at holyspiritradio.org. Why not make a donation now? You
exactly.
can do that.
That's
exactly.
right.
You don't
There's
have
no
to, wait.
To wait.
And
That's
I was going
right.
to say, you know, I'm just...
One of these times we should try and do a thing where we basically say, you have to donate this much... Or else we'll have a Radiothon.
Yeah, that's right.
I was
right.
going to say, but that, it keeps our mission on. And I mean,
it does.
Compared to the other media out there, I mean, look what we're doing. We're doing the Lord's work, or we're trying
think
to.
Think about and all the costs. Just electric alone for these two stations is huge. And then things like the towers needing to be painted. Or last week, something went wrong with our transmitter out in COJ. So you know, that right now is not creating the greatest listening experience because that needs to be fixed. There's huge expenses that happen that no one ever thinks about. And, you know, so we
Except
do need
you.
Your help. I get blamed for the expense. One or the other. I get blamed for a lot of expenses.
Ooh, okay.
But we need
well,
your
here we
support.
Go,
Let's do this together. Let's spread the good news together, shall we? Until we meet again, on behalf of Frank Elias and Dave Parker, this is Gary Zimak reminding you that wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is right by your side. Make sure you turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating